Okay, we begin in Perek Dalid. We are on the third page. We are up to, where are we in? Page 27 in the green ones, and page 84 in the art scrolls. We are 2-4 pages, Perek Dalid. Here we go. Rabbi Yochanan kad havi mati lahai kra havi bachi. We are in the middle of the third level of the motivating factors of why I'm going to change my life. The reason I'm going to change my life is because there are consequences. There are consequences to everything that I do. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he reached this pasuk, he would cry. V'karafti aleichem lamishpat v'yisi eid memaher. Listen to what he says. Evet sheshoklim alav kalos kechamuros. You have a servant that they're going to weigh this that he does, big things and little things. Takana yeshlo. What can he do? Ubevadai shein kavanah samaymer she'onah shel shteim echad. Of course, it doesn't mean that somebody is going to be balanced and weighed heavy and light, that they're equal. They're for sure not equal. God pays back exactly what you deserve. What does it mean? Is that a person has to give a din v'cheshbon for every tiny thing. Kilo yashkichu achamurois esakalos. The heavy things don't erase the light things. V'lo yalim adayin enu em klakash v'lo yalim me'achamurois. Right? We don't say kimle b'derabimine. Right? A person goes ahead and he doesn't learn for 2 minutes. That's going to be the din v'cheshbon. The din v'cheshbon is not that I wasn't learning the whole day. Why didn't you learn for 1 minute, right? It doesn't mean, right, a person has struggled with Shabbos. It's the whole Shabbos. No, it's every time you do something. It's every little thing that a person does. El al kulam yashgiach v'yipakach. On everything Hashem will pay attention to. B'hashva echzadun kol echad me'laha nishaka kol echad kefi ma shehu. According to who you are. According to who you are, like Shlomo Melech Alav Shalom Omer, he has kol ma'aseh Elokim yavi ba'mishpat. God brings everything to justice. Ki kasher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu manichim l'shkol ma'aseh tov kaden k'mo yishu. He says that like an obvious thing. Of course, God doesn't overlook the little things you do. Every tiny thing that you do, Hashem, of course, gives you to. Kein lo yanich l'shkol Baruch Hu k'mo yishu kaden k'mo yishu. Everything is weighed. And to take away from those who want to seduce themselves. They want to go ahead and they're seduced to think, give me a break. You think Hashem cares about these little tiny things? Anybody who says that God will just let everything go by, yivatru chayav. His life will just go, chill out, no big deal, nothing's a big deal. It's the exact opposite. Everything's a big deal. If he says, don't worry, Hashem will take care, what does that mean? Everything, come. Now, that, you know what that also means? That means when you have a little bit of a good thing that goes on, that's also. You have a tiny bit of a good thing that also it's equal. It's exactly equal. And he says that. God is truthful. God is perfect. Listen to this. God wants everything to be justice. Since Hashem desires everything to be perfect and truthful, ignoring the bad will be just as injustice as ignoring the good. And we know that God does not ignore the good, and every little thing that we do is put on the table. Al-Kain. So Hashem has to therefore deal with you exactly the way it is. Bein latov, bein lamutov. Whether things are good or not. I know kelamun ve'enavel tzadik v'yashahu. Amalek is what? Asher karcha baderech. We come up from a world of Amalek. Chill out. Chill out. Everything's chill out. Chill out. Chill out. And then you see what chilling out does to a society. Sheparzuzal tzadikim v'lershoyim ki kachi amidav yalakol hudon yalakol chedu manish ve'ein lihimalei. There is no escaping. Ve'im tomar frekt the Ramchal. I think this is the only time in the entire sefer that he says it like this. Ve'im tomar. If you're going to ask im kain midas arachmim. So where does mercy come in? So if everything is put on the scale, so where do you have rachamim? You're telling me if Hashem is going to let things go by, then my life will just go by. So where does mercy come in? Where does tshuva come in? Where does forgiveness come in? Says the Ramchal, Hatshuva vadai midas harachamim mikiyum shalaylam shalayim edzulas klavakal. We must have mercy, because if we didn't have mercy, we wouldn't be able to exist. If you have al pi kein, listen to this, guys. This is so important to know in your life. Ein midas hadin loike. Don't worry. Everything ends up being justice. Why? Here he goes. Three things, guys. What's it supposed to be? You go, you turn on the light for the first time, God forbid. You go ahead and you speak lashon hara for the... Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Where's God? Nothing happened. I could eat what I want. I could drink what I want. I could do what I want. Where's God? I don't see him. So the Ramchal says, don't worry. Don't worry. That's one of the things that Hashem has rachamim. He has patience. Number one. Number two. Then, when he comes to get you, he doesn't whack you. What does he do? Right? He doesn't go ahead and whack you with anger. He takes it easy on you. So number one, he gives you time. Number two, he takes it easy on you. And number three, it doesn't make sense. A guy did something wrong. A guy murdered someone. These are the examples he gives. A guy murdered somebody. A guy committed adultery. And I love the fact that he brings these examples. Why? Because the guy is dead. You killed somebody. How could you do tshuva on that? These are all Ben al-Khaver also. You affected someone else. And you committed adultery. You can't take that back. So how could you do tshuva? Oh, there's a yuchel asakana davar zeh. Yuchel azar maisa asomin atzias. Oh, so those are the three things that God has mercy for. That what? That what? He gives man lachota. Number one, he gives you time. And I've said this many times to everybody. Hashem gives you time, but there comes a point where he goes, all right, buddy, time is up. I gave you 675 free passes. You didn't realize that you have 675 free passes. 676, you're in big trouble. Because Hashem gives you time. That's number one. So number one, he doesn't nail you right away. Number two, v'sha'onesh. We're only 8 minutes in, by the way. Number two, he doesn't kill you on the spot. The king would just shoot you in between the eyes. He doesn't do that. He has you stub your toe. He has you have something else little happen to you. And number three, he makes it that my tshuva makes it as if I didn't do the Aveira. Could you imagine? It's like you go back in time and you erase the Aveira. Here he goes, very key lines. You recognize your chet, your modebo. You admit that you did something wrong. Mizbonin al ra'aso. You process what you did wrong. Number four. Then you go ahead and you totally are upset about it. But you need these four things. You, number one, have to first recognize your chet. You have to admit that you did a chet. You have to process the chet. You have to figure out, oh my gosh, I regret. Yes, regrets, regrets, regrets. You got to get there, right? I wish I never do that. I never did it. I'm not interested in living that life anymore. When you do that, it is it's as if you never did it ever. So you get three things. You have number one, God gives you time. Number two, when he punishes, he doesn't whack you. He takes it easy. And number three, he gives you an opportunity to do tshuva. He takes away the aveir of an ekar kamosha achshav. He says it's retroactive. and it's like you never did it. It's a chesed v'ad yishenu m'shuras hadin. It does not make sense. Al kol panim. Nevertheless, it does have some type of din. Why? He said there is some type of din in this. Why? It does make sense a little bit, because the pain that you're going through, the fact that you did the Avera, is in place of the enjoyment of the Avera. So it's not so far off. He says, he says there is something that a person can connect himself to din in this rachamim, and that is the fact that I'm in pain and I regret. So that takes over the enjoyment that I did with the Avera that I did. So even though it doesn't make sense that just because I'm doing tshuva, it will knock out the Avera, but it could be that since I'm regretting and since I have pain from the regret, so that will take place for the Avera that I did. And he says, V'chein arichas hazman, einenu vitran al chet. Right, Hashem giving us time doesn't mean that He just says, "Oh, I'm giving you a free pass." Ela savlanus ksas avdoch lo pesach tikun. He gives you, He has patience. But at the end of the day, I say like a credit card. Okay, you don't feel it when you swipe the credit card, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay for it. So too, Hashem right away doesn't punish you, but eventually, if you don't do tshuva, it's going to be a problem. V'chein kol shar darchei chesed k'nimrod mizak abba. Basically, Hashem has mercy and He takes a little bit that we give and He puts it into a lot. Each one has a logic that makes sense. Just to say, God doesn't care, He doesn't care, it doesn't make a difference. Of course not. Oshlo Yushkach Leim, where Hashem is not going to look at it. Zelya Neged Adin Lagarme. It doesn't make sense. Kivar Loyo Mishpah V'Din Amitim V'Dvarim Al-Kein Zei Yev Shalom Azeklal. It's impossible to say that Hashem is going to just ignore. The only thing you could say is that Hashem, and this I've said to many of you guys many times, you get your free passes. But when are your free passes up? Could be you have free passes. He says, your childhood, high school, I give you all that. But at what time does He say, okay, buddy, you're 19 years old, you're 20 years old, you're 18 years old, you're 21 years old, you're 25 years old. At what point do you have to start paying for anything you've done? And if a person can't escape these three ways, so if you don't do tshuva, if you don't take advantage of the time that He gives you, if you don't go ahead and change yourself, then Hashem, Marech Apeh, Chazal say, Marech Apeh, He's got patience. But at the end of the day, He's going to collect whatever belongs to Him. Nimtza, Shein Ladam Reitzel Lefkoch Einav. Here we go. This is the end of the parak, and then we begin the next parak. Is that somebody who wants to open up his eyes on his life, he can't seduce himself enough. Leviltis or Maizav Tachas Aziras. I mean, if you think about one of these three reasons, you will be motivated. And therefore, you will be meticulous. The only reason you're not going to be meticulous is if you don't think about one of these things. And if someone thinks about these things, it'll help him be more careful in his life. I want to stop here because this way we do 10 minutes and 16 seconds. 10 minutes and 16 seconds guaranteed will change your life. A daf a day of Nesilas Yesharim will change your life. Keeps the Yetzer Hara away, at bay. God, help every letter of this, every word of the Nesilas Yesharim will enter our hearts, our minds, our soul to change us for the better. Have a wonderful night.